Hey, Andrew, it's Luke. I'm backstage in my dressing room at the Nutcracker NBD. I just finished up my little star turn as Mouse Number 2. And I'm really excited that you're doing the show on Thursday and Friday. But I had a thought as I was out there scaring Clara, the little girl in the Nutcracker, as I was redefining the role of Mouse Number 2 for a generation. And the thought that I had was, I'm stoked that you're filling in, and I think you do a great job as host. Yes. But I'm a little bit concerned about something, and I almost don't even want to bring it up, which is why I didn't mention it on the show.
Should I even keep playing
this? Oh, no.
I know it's not a private.
Did he say, I left you a voicemail, you should play it on the show?
He didn't say to play it on the show, but I thought, why would he use that? I don't know. Let's just hit go here.
Yeah.
If it's really bad, I can just cut it out.
Right.
And why I'm just leaving it in a voicemail for you, which is, could you try to not just turn TBTL into, like, an ad for your other podcast? For the next couple of days, like, that would mean a lot to me, because I'm stoked that you're doing it. I think Genevieve sounds great, but I think that your main job, your real job, is TBTL, and I'm cool with a passing mention of after these messages, but I just don't want it to be a thing where you start talking about it incessantly, or maybe playing tape from it or whatever. Like, I would feel more comfortable if you didn't do that. So anyway, I don't mean to be weird, and you probably weren't even going to do that. So just like, ignore this. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of check in on that. So, I got to go back out there, man, and dazzle the crowd again, Walsh. So you have a great week and a great Christmas, and I appreciate you respecting my wishes on this matter.
Well, that leaves me in a kind of a funny position, doesn't it? What are the chances that he's actually going to listen that far into the show anyway? Probably not great.